it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
There we go. Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Josh from Rochester is. Josh, are you there?
I'm here.
Josh, were you listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room at 5:40 yesterday?
No, I was watching the Mariners win, baby.
That's right. All right, Josh is ready to rock it, Steve, so you better get out.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What holiday comes right before All Saints Day?
Columbus Day.
No.
Pass.
What is the highest value a tile can have in Scrabble?
13.
No.
12.
No.
10.
Yes, 10. Which New England state has the shortest coastline?
Rhode Island.
No.
Connecticut.
No.
Maine.
No. What color flag indicates a fair throw in shot put?
Green.
No.
Red.
No.
Yellow.
No. The term cyberspace first appeared in what decade?
80s.
Yes, 80s. What colorful bruise are you dealing with if you have a circumorbital hematoma?
What colorful bruise? I don't know. Pass.
Which actor said release the Kraken in Clash of the Titans?
Sam Worthington.
No.
Pass.
Edmonton is the capital of which Canadian province?
Ottawa.
No.
Dang
we
it.
Got you down for 2, Josh.
Oh, man. 2 for Tuesday.
Yes.
Drop that deuce. Drop
yeah.
that deuce.
Oh, look at this.
Here comes Steve.
I froze.
It happens. Performance anxiety. Okay.
Wait a second. Were you Steve. At my house last night?
Oh, wow.
Ha-cha-cha.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What holiday comes right before All Saints Day?
Thanksgiving?
No.
Halloween?
Yes. What is the highest value a tile can have in Scrabble?
Highest value a tile can have in Scrabble. 6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
50.
No. Which New England state has the shortest coastline?
New Hampshire.
Yes. What color flag indicates a fair throw in shot put?
Oh, a white flag.
Yes. The term cyberspace first appeared in what decade?
70s.
No.
80s.
Yes, sir. What colorful bruise are you dealing with if you have a circumorbital hematoma?
A pink eye?
No.
Black eye.
Yeah. Which actor said release the Kraken in Clash of the Titans?
That would be Liam Neeson.
Sure would be. Edmonton is the capital of which Canadian province?
Alberta.
You know it. How many studio albums has Shinedown released?
7.
Yes. Junipers, hemlocks, and redwoods and firs all belong to which tree family?
Fir.
No.
Evergreen.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, wow. You scored 9, and that is a big win.
Let's go.
9-2. Sorry, Josh.
It's okay.
Next time.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The only one you did not get right is one that Josh got wrong. The only one that you did not get right was one that Josh got right. And that would be that the highest value a tile can have in Scrabble is 10 points. And for context, it's the Q and the Z.
Okay. Yeah, I have not played Scrabble in a very, very, very long time.
How good are you at spelling?
Not very good. So, fun fact. Not a fun fact, but I had my daughter in stitches yesterday. We were talking about pink eye because someone in the family got it. So she's like, how do you get pink eye? And my wife's giving her the proper reasons why sometimes people get pink eye. And then I go, well, I also heard if you fart in someone's face, you could get pink eye. And my wife's like, what? And then Tater in the background is just in tears laughing. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've heard.
I've always thought that was true.
We should find out.
No. We should.
Danny, get over here.
Oh, God.
The Daily Mix Show.
He is known as the Mariners crying guy, and he went all the way to Toronto for games 1 and 2 and has had some crazy experiences to share with us while he was there.
Did not get pink eye, though.
No, he did not. That we know of. We're going to catch up with Saul Spady after Smashing Pumpkins.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.